Our confidence, he won't fail. done today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your word not failing, for not forsaking us, for always being with us. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. You can be seated this morning. Welcome to Father's Day at Calvary Gospel Church. That you can clap, that's okay. If you are a father here this morning, we want to honor you and thank you for being here in the service to worship with us. If you are here to support your father, that's awesome, to honor them. Thank you, whether you're here live or watching online. It's an exciting day, Father's Day. And so maybe you're a guest here this morning. We'd love to get to know you more. We'd love to connect with you. We have a bit.ly link. That's a fancy way of saying website. But you can go to bit.ly, connect to CG. Also, there's little cards in the vestibule if you didn't get one. It's just a couple questions, get to know you, give you an opportunity to ask us some questions, maybe what we believe and why we do some of the things we do. But also, we'll offer, do you want a home Bible study? You want to learn more about God's Word? You can come here. We can come to your house. We can teach you more about God's Word. So we just want to get to know you better, whether you're online watching or here in person. Go to the website, fill out the card. We'd love to have you worship with us again. So Father's Day, we have a plan for today. We have some giveaways. We have some drawings. We have a special speaker. We have more worship, all this stuff. But before we do, we have a special offering that we want a special video, and then Pastor Jerry's going to give a note about the offering. So let's go ahead and play the video. I jumped to it too quickly. It's okay. Here it is.
Before we unveil our National Men's Ministry Engage offering video, I'd like to show you some of the awesome things that are happening here in the state of Wisconsin because of your tremendous support. We have provided $10,000 grants to two deserving churches, New Life Worship Center in River Falls and Gospel Lighthouse in Milwaukee. These funds will play a crucial role in constructing new facilities in River Falls and restoring the damage caused by a drunk driver in Milwaukee. Engage Offering has also made a significant impact by providing men's ministry startup kits to every new North American Mission Church in Wisconsin and equipping existing churches with the empowering message of the Foolproof Man curriculum. Furthermore, our fund supports the Winter Men's Conference, the Summer Men's Camp, and 10 additional section events throughout the state, fostering fellowship and growth among our men. I invite you to join us this Father's Day as we continue to empower Wisconsin men and strengthen our community of men. Together, we can make an extraordinary difference. Our men are vital and valuable in the kingdom of God. We ask every church and every man to engage with us. Our 2023 goal is $80,000. And now for our national promo video.
Engage, calling apostolic men to put their hands in the harvest, both locally and nationally, through their time, talent, and treasure. Engage, to make a lasting impact through various partnerships such as North American Missions, Global Missions, Children's Ministries, and many other avenues through which men can bring their gifts to the kingdom table. Engage, the UPCI Men's Ministries Father's Day offering, which provides funds to underwrite operational expenses at Home International Orphanage in Guatemala. Your giving provided a new truck for Lighthouse Ranch for Boys in Louisiana. A group of men from Nashville traveled to Oneida to finish a church building for Pastor Virgil Gibson, giving them a $1 million worship center in the poorest city in the state of Tennessee. In addition to these amazing projects, there are new wells in West Africa and Kenya, providing clean water through the ministry of Seed Springs. And when tragedy strikes, your giving provides funds to reach out America for families and communities in need. The 2023 Father's Day offering provides resources for your district's men's conferences, as well as man-to-man evangelism in your church through the Dominion Bible Study for Men, available in book and video format. Each video is available free for download at our website and YouTube channel. We invite you to bless the ministry that blesses our men and make a lasting difference in the kingdom of God. Join our continuing efforts to build better men and grow greater churches. Learn more today at upcimen.com.
I appreciate your attention to the video. As you can see, we're doing a lot in men's ministry in the state of Wisconsin. And we just ask you to, as so many times before, we've come to this congregation and with a need. And this is a very special need. We fill the gaps that other ministries do not meet. And a lot of those things you don't see on other types of offerings. And so men's ministry is finding kind of filling the gaps in many of the needs across the country and also in the United States. And in Wisconsin, recently, Brother Lambeau gave me a call. He said he got the check in the mail, $10,000, down in Milwaukee. His church, just a handful of people, had a drunk driver come and just wipe the whole front of the building off. And they didn't have enough money to put the elevator back in place and to get their congregation in and out of the building. The inspectors were going to shut them down, and we were able to give them a $10,000 check from men's ministry because of Engage Offering. And so I just thank you for your support. We ask you today, if you could give, you can give very simply in the Church Center app. You can just select the Father's Day Offering or Engage, or you can give in the little clear plexiglass box in the back. And if you're a faithful member of Calvary Gospel Church, you're used to giving here online or in person or by mail or by mobile giving. But we just want to thank you for all of the things that you're doing to support all the things that are happening here at Calvary Gospel Church, especially today for men's ministry. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Jerry. And all those giving options you can use to give to anything, right? If you just want to give to the Father's Day Offering, you can use all four of those. Or if you want to give for any other reason, you can use those as well. So one announcement, Family Camp, Wisconsin Family Camp, takes place in Shawano, Wisconsin. There are services in the morning and in the evening. And there's also opportunities for the children in the another building that the children will be going through, like a children's Sunday school. That's happening on July 2nd through the 7th. You can see the details up there. We encourage everyone to try and attend at least one service. You will be blessed. I've never sat to a service with Brother Joel Urshan, but I listened to some podcasts that he's in, and he is phenomenal. So check out the flyers posted on the entrance doors for more information. If you have any questions, I know the pastors, a lot of them are us go sometimes, and Pastor Roy knows a lot about what's going on at camp, so you're welcome to check with him as well. So this morning is Father's Day, and we always give something away for Father's Day. Mila, could you come up and help? And while the back, I don't know, oh, it's right here. Pick this up. Don't spill it. I'm going to prepare. Okay, you ready? So this morning, we have something special to give away. Let me just show you what it is. Okay. This is what they call a bone-in tomahawk ribeye. Put it next to my face here. You see how wide it is, right? We can cover Mila's face with this. Look at the marbling in this. And they call this on the end. This is the fat cap. It's sliding down my hands due to the glove. How many people ever had one of these? They're good, aren't they? So this is what we're giving away. We have 12 of these. We're going to give away two right away to Pastor and Bishop. Don't clap yet. I am not a meat market person. This is not the way it's supposed to be wrapped. Okay? So, but first, we always give something away to our bishop. I guess we kind of refer to him as our spiritual father. He's been here as long as I've been going to church here for 41 years. And so, I want to honor Bishop on Father's Day. We're going to give him a steak. Let's give him a hand. And then you might as well stay standing because our senior pastor, Roy Grant, we love you, brother. Oh, he just gave me a great idea. Next year, let's have grills set up outside, Jerry, and just grill them all afterwards. Okay, you can be seated. We're going to draw 10 names for the remainder. When I call your name, you can come down. There's some markers. You mark your name on it, and we're going to go put it back in the fridge. Now, here's a little piece of advice. If you've never grilled one of these, when it comes to grilling steak, you want your steak to be at room temperature when it goes on the hottest possible grill you can find. Whether it's a grill or whether it's a flat iron, that's typically what they like now. Also, you could put it in a stainless steel or cast iron pan. You want it about room temperature. You want it seasoned. You probably only need salt and pepper on this one. You want to start with the fat cap, the fatty part first. Get that rendering off. Then those fats fall into the pan. And they create the juices that cook the rest of the steak, giving it a nice crisp, okay? And then you can go online and figure out what temperatures you want. But the reason I tell you about room temperature is because if you want to eat this in 2 hours, take it with you, because it'll sit in room temperature in here. I mean, I was just touching this. It's still cold from being in the fridge. It takes a couple hours. So if you want to eat this in a couple hours, take it with you. Sit it next to you under your pew. I don't think there's any mice in here or dogs or anything that are going to come find it, right? But if you want to eat it for dinner, we'll put it back in the fridge for you with your name on it. You can get it on the way out, okay? So with that said, we have names. Mila's going to draw them. She is not biased. I cannot confirm or deny whether I was given money to make sure certain people's names weren't drawn or were drawn. But I'm going to mix them all up here, okay? 10 names. You ready to go? This is, everybody, this is Milena. She's my daughter. She's 7 years old. And she, it's her turn to help. We don't fight over it, but we fight over it. Okay, I'm going to hold it. You draw the first name, okay? Draw one. Here we go. And now for the rest, I'm going to leave it up here. You can just draw right on. And the first name is, first time, Josh Manis. There we go. Come on down. You got to write your name on your steak. If you're keep, I'm not, we don't have scales up here, but they are all different sizes. So take what you want or... There's a markers right there. Okay, well, he's drawn. Why don't we get another one here? Okay. Okay. Ooh, she went to the bottom. That means if you were here early. Brother Glenn Rossing. Yeah. There we go. Happy Father's Day, Brother Glenn. Come on down. Perfect. Okay, draw another one. Third name. Oh, grill out in the neighborhood. Scott Graper. No, Phil, that wasn't you. Sorry. Come on down. Happy Father's Day. You know, every Mother's Day, you know, I always was leading up to the service. I'm always like, dads, wear a tie and take a picture with your moms or your wives, right? You know how I always say that? You know what I've never said that I want to say when it's leading up to Father's Day? Moms, let's show up to church on time. No, I'm just kidding. That's all I want for Father's Day. I want to be leaving the door at 9:05. That's what I want. I have yet to get it, but one day. I'm joking. Brother Chris Kryaski, happy Father's Day to you. Come on down. Write your name down. So we've drawn 4 so far. Yep, there's. We'll leave them off to the side. 2, 3. Did somebody take theirs? Who did we draw? Oh, that's the, he's writing the 4th one down. Okay, you got the next one? Okay, and the next name, Jeff Neesum. Happy Father's Day, Brother Jeff. Okay, well, he's coming down. Let me get a set of hands. If you are an individual who has a father here today, raise your hand. You have a father here today. I'm trying to get a count here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Okay, put your hands down. If you are a father here today that doesn't have one of your children here, raise your hand. If you have children but they're not here today, raise your hand. Okay, we got a couple. Okay, this is going to work. This is going to work. Thank you. Next name. Brother Rico. That's right. Hey, Brother Rico. Happy Father's Day. Lesson to all of you. $20 does help. He didn't give me $20. He gave me $20 to make sure Jim's wasn't taken. Okay. Brother Jerry Simmons. Happy Father's Day. Okay, let's see what we got here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I forgot this one, Jerry. This is, you take, yeah, maybe you could take the one that somebody didn't know how to wrap. Okay, what do we got left? We got 3 names left. Don't worry, we're going to give things away. They won't be bone-in tomahawk ribeyes. The next name, Kelvin Wells. Come on down. I had one of these about 2 months ago. A friend of mine up in northern Wisconsin made one for me, and he used a brand new Blackstone griddle, got up to like 600 degrees, dropped it on there. It was phenomenal. So maybe you need a Blackstone griddle first. Maybe that could be next year's Father's Day present. Okay, Mila, we got 2 more, I believe, after Kelvin goes. Okay, you got it. Here we go. Brother Tim Knopp, happy Father's Day. Hey, Scott, I don't know if you're going to be the next one to get your name drawn, but I think you're in a good spot for this afternoon. You know what I'm saying? Both his father-in-law and his brother-in-law got the big stakes. This one and this one are the two left. Rico's got this one. Okay, one more. It's the last name, Mila. Draw. Oh, you're going to the bottom. You're trying to reward people that come in early. I don't know if that's still the case because we mixed them all up. This one is Brother Dan Powell. Where'd he go? Brother Dan Powell. Woo! Happy Father's Day, man. You can write your name on the last stake. Mila, thank you. You can take this and go sit this down there. Hold on. Okay, so now, these are all from, you'll find from Leroy Meats and Catering. Okay, Leroy Meats and Caterings. Very good meat market. But they don't just do steaks and burgers and chops. They also do beef sticks. Homemade, custom beef sticks. This is like my weakness. Not the like cheap ones. I mean like the nice ones. That's what these have. And so, if you are a child here today whose dad is here, okay, we're going to do 2 steps, so don't go cheating here. If you are an individual and your dad is here, come up. Oh, I'm going to move this. This is about to get crazy. Come up and grab a beef stick and take it back to your dad. There you go. Hey, Jeff Rossing, your dad is here. Come on now. Take it back to your dad. Oh, look at this. Go put it on our seat. Grab one. Take it back to your dad. There we go. There we go. Take it back to your dad. Becky, your dad's here. You getting one for your dad? Okay, don't forget. I'm making sure the adults know. Yeah, 4 kids. Spencer, yep. Some of you just snuck in under the wire, Josh. Spencer, having another baby just to get an extra beef stick. I know how it is. Some people have their babies in December to get a little tax write-off. Okay. Awesome. Okay, so now, how many of you are fathers here today that your children are not able to be here today? You're not able to be here. This is what I need help with. Jack, you're not a father. Not for a long, long time. Brother Jerry, can you help me? Let's get some of these guys. Let's get our hands in the air, okay? Okay, let's get our hands in the air. So the fathers that are here, we're going to make sure you get something here. Brother, who am I missing? Oh, no. We're going to see if we got enough here. Got some more in there? Okay, who am I missing? Hands in the air. Brother Rico. Come on, man. You're going to give that to Jim? Is that for Jim? Oh, yeah. Okay, who am I missing? This side over here. We want to make sure, even if your child or children could not make it, that you're able to get something. Okay. I see you, brother. Okay, we're going to start getting creative. Oh, you gave yours to him. There we go. Somebody else over here? Oh, Brother Ward. I saw you, sir. Lito, where'd he go? Oh, I see you. You got the little ones. Did you get one? Okay, there you go. Oh, Spencer. Come on, man. Leaving your dad back here dropping the ball. Who else? Got a brother Chris. You got one, brother? Okay. Any other dads that are here today? This is your chance. It's a free beef stick. Oh, Brother Jim, man, I see you. Sophie, go run this back to Brother Jim in the back. Right in the back. Thank you. Anybody else that I missed? I love the song they sang this morning. It's just a worship song. You know, we're talking to God when we worship. But it's in Him that we have our confidence. It's because of Him we can't fail. He won't forsake us. He's not going to leave us without a beef stick. But you know, all too often we forget. We pray to Jesus. We pray to God. We talk to the Holy Spirit. These are all the same, by the way, okay? They're all the same. But Jesus, when He told us to pray, said, this is how you pray. Our Father who art in heaven. Jesus is on the cross. And there's wrong being done to Him. Pastor Field talked about forgiveness. There's wrong being done to Him. And He says, Father, forgive them. Too often, men, and I'm talking to the men, but I'm sure if you're anybody else, this will hit you too. Too often we think of God as this big vindictive God, or we think of Him as a father, but because of some of the father examples we've seen or been, we can't see God as this benevolent, loving, caring Father who wants peace and hope and grace in our lives. Let's all stand this morning. We're going to worship here this morning. That means we're going to sing. I asked my kids, what does it mean to worship? You can sing with them. You can clap your hands. You can jump. You can dance. You can wave your hands. You can stand quietly and think about God. You can say nice things about Him. But guess what you need to do before you can do any of that? Nothing. Nothing. He's our Father. And He cares about us and loves us and wants what's best for us. And so this morning, let's worship our Father. Let's thank Him for who He's done, who He is, and what He's done, or what He's going to be doing in our lives. Let's worship God.
Before we say a word.
Tell him how good he is. Thank you, God. You are so good. Your blessings are good. Your corrections are good. Your peace is good. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. God is good. I have to tell you, I love services like this. They're the gambit of emotions. There's fun. There's silliness. There's sadness. There's worship. There's anointing, right? And before we move further, I just got to say, I'm very blessed. I have an amazing family, an amazing wife, who do a great job of honoring their dad and their grandparents. So thank you, guys. I love you. This morning, we have a speaker. And hold your applause for just a minute, okay? Brother Derek is speaking for us this morning. And I just want to say, there you go. I just want to say, Derek is a friend of mine. But also, what I appreciate about Derek is a few things. One, he is sensitive to God. He is sensitive to God. And two, nothing Derek does, he does lightly. He takes it seriously. He wants to do it right. And that's what I care most about you, brother, that you love God, you want to hear from God, and you want to do things right. And so I pray that you come up here and God would anoint you as you bring forth the word.
Thank you, Peter. And thank you for all you continue to do for the Lord. I know I have benefited much from your ministry, so thank you. And also thank you to you and Pastor Roy and anyone else who was part of the decision to have me speak today. I appreciate the opportunity. And I also give honor to Pastor Roy and all of our pastors. I appreciate our pastors. Amen. Amen. And finally, to anyone who has ever encouraged or prayed for me or my family, including those who prayed for me even for today, thank you so very much. Anything good that I am is because of God's grace and your prayers. So thank you. And as I was listening to Pastor Roy's message last Sunday, I was surprised to hear many similarities to what I felt God wanted me to speak on today. So we're just going to trust that God knows what he's doing. Amen? All right. So thank you for remaining standing. If you're not and you're able, I'd ask you to stand for just one scripture. And I'll be primarily reading from the NIV today, but I was told that in the back we don't have the NIV, so there might be a little bit of difference in wording that you see up here. Genesis chapter 2. And verse 25, Adam and his wife were both naked, and they felt no shame. Title of this message is, Who Told You? Who Told You? If you got your Bibles, if you put them down, if you just pray with me for the next 30 seconds or so. Lord, we thank you for this day. Thank you for this Father's Day, God. I pray, Jesus, that you use this broken vessel however you want. I pray, God, that you speak to every father here today on a way that only you can speak to them, but also every person, God. This is a message for fathers, but it's a message also for everyone here, including myself. I pray, Jesus, draw us all. And give us the victory and meet every need today in Jesus' name. Thank you very much. Please be seated. For us today, we hopefully know that we just don't go walking around naked. Right? I got a few amens, hopefully the rest of you understand that. I mean, we know we just can't go walking down the street naked or into the office or to Target. Those would be shameful things, right? However, just yesterday, the 13th World Naked Bike Ride was scheduled to take place in Madison. True. According to Channel 3000, the ride celebrates body positivity and the rejection of fossil fuel dependency. Noble causes. Has anyone here ever participated in the World Naked Bike Ride? Bishop? No? Okay. Was anyone unlucky enough to be downtown yesterday and have the image of naked bike riders, you know, singed into your eyes? Maybe not yesterday, but has anyone been unlucky enough any day? Yes? Okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, the day of, oh my goodness, the day of my son's birthday party. That was, oh my goodness, that was so bad. I totally forgot that. Twice? You had twice? Oh my goodness. Yeah, see, those bike riders should have felt shame. Yeah. There's something in humans today, even in those bike riders, that says, we shouldn't do this. And the only way you would do something like that is by ignoring that voice. But here we have the very first humans, Adam and Eve. They were naked, and they felt no shame. At that time, they didn't have that voice telling them, you know, I should put some clothes on. And it wasn't like these humans were not intelligent enough to understand that. In Genesis chapter 2 and verse 19, we read that God formed all the wild animals and all the birds in the sky, and then he brought them to the man to see what he would name them. And whatever the man called each living creature, that was its name. So Adam named all of these animals. I think that makes him pretty smart. Yet somehow, these intelligent adults had no concept of feeling shame for being naked. And the implication here is that their heavenly Father, God, was fine with that. Otherwise, he would have said something, or at least, you know, put some clothes on them. So where are Adam and Eve at this point in the story? They're in the Garden of Eden, which has many trees that are good for food. God told Adam that he's free to eat of any tree except for the tree of the what? Yep, knowledge of good and evil. Because he said, when you eat of that tree, you will certainly die. So with all of that in mind, we start reading in chapter 3, verse 1, where Adam and Eve get an unsolicited visit from a serpent. The serpent says in verse 1 to the woman, did God really say you must not eat from any tree in the garden? And the woman said to the serpent, we may eat fruit from the trees in the garden, but God did say you must not eat fruit from the tree that is in the middle of the garden, and you must not touch it or you will die. You will not certainly die, the serpent said to the woman, for God knows that when you eat from it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. And that is all the serpent says. Okay? Reading on in verse 6. When the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eye, and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some and ate it. She also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate it. So question, when the serpent approached them, where were Adam and Eve in relation to this tree that they were not supposed to eat from? Where do you guys think? Probably near, right? I mean, we don't know 100% for sure, but since the serpent finishes talking in verse 5, and then immediately following that in verse 6, Eve is looking at the fruit, and it says her husband is with her, it might be safe to say that they're both right there next to this tree, listening to the serpent. Now, if you think something is going to kill you if you eat it, you think you should be that close to it? Probably not. So they just ate the fruit, right? So continuing in verse 7, then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they realized they were naked. Whoa, I need clothes. Whoa. They went from having no shame for being naked to suddenly realizing that they were naked. Imagine that switch being flipped in your head. So they sewed fig leaves together and made coverings for themselves. Now let's pause here. Did the serpent tell Adam and Eve they were naked? No. He questioned what God said. He lied about it. He told Eve some of what would happen when they ate the fruit, but that's it. And when did they realize they were naked? After they ate the fruit. So again, did anyone tell them they were naked? No. So let's read on in verse 8. Then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and they hid from the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man, "Where are you?" Now, God knows everything, right? So he already knows where Adam is. So then, why is God asking this? Why does he ask us anything? I think he must ask us questions more for us than for him. Perhaps he's trying to get Adam and us to understand something by approaching him this way, or maybe he's just trying to meet Adam on his level, right? Nevertheless, here's what Adam says. He answered, "I heard you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid." And then this all-knowing God asks something very peculiar in verse 11. He says, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree that I commanded you not to eat from?" Now, we just saw that no one told them they were naked. God knows that no one told them they were naked. So why would he ask that? Well, after asking God why he asked this, I thought of how I would react with my kids. Fathers, today's Father's Day. Fathers, when you hear your children say something that you certainly didn't say, and especially if you know it's not true, and even more so if you know it's a lie from the enemy, what would you ask them? You know what I would ask? Where did you get that from? Who told you that? I want to know who you're getting your information from, because I never said that. Maybe they got it from TV or social media. Perhaps it was simply one of their friends. Regardless, I want to know, because if they're being influenced by lies, I don't want those lies to drown out what I'm trying to tell them. Child, I'm teaching you truth, and you go and believe this? In the case of Adam and Eve, it may have been that if they were standing next to the tree, they were allowing themselves to be tempted, and the serpent said, "Now, here's my chance." Either way, they listened to the enemy, they believed his lie, they acted on it, and the result of it was that they realized they were naked. So God is there and says, "Adam, I want to know, who have you been talking to? Because I didn't tell you that." It's as if God is saying, "The problem, Adam, is that someone told you something and you didn't run it by me." Now we look at Adam and Eve and think, "You guys, you were in paradise. You just had one rule, and you believed what the serpent said instead. How could you?" But how many times, fathers, does the serpent slither up next to us and whisper something in our ear? And we start believing what he says. Now, please understand, what I'm about to do here is merely an illustration. I'm not making implications with anyone, okay? I'm just illustrating how this works. "You aren't good enough." "You will never change." "You aren't qualified to lead your family." You are such a fill in the blank. She doesn't respect you. Maybe you should get your needs met elsewhere. Your kid will never serve God. You might as well stop praying. I could go on and on, fathers. But this is what we're hearing. This is the stuff the serpent whispers to us. And we listen and we act on it, or we live like it's true, or we repeat it with our mouths. And sometimes we're telling this stuff to God as if it's the way it is, but we don't run it by him. In the case of Adam and Eve, the serpent wanted to shift their focus from God to the temptation and to themselves. Watch. Brother Conley, you're in the front row. You're used to this. The enemy watches and waits for you to have an awful day. And then he says this: you're not good enough. He knows what he's doing. But, brother, you want to know what's funny about that? It's true. You're not good enough. You know what else? He's not good enough. You know what else? She's not good enough. Pastor's not good enough. And I'm not good enough. No one is good enough. God is asking, who told you you aren't good enough? It's not just you, child. It's everyone. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. This is why we need Jesus. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. No one is good, but because of him we can have his goodness. So when you focus on yourself, the lie sounds true. But then when you focus on him, that's when the lie is exposed. Musicians, please come. God is asking fathers today, who told you? Say, who told you? Who told you that you can't change? 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things, that includes you fathers, all things are become new. Who told you fathers you can't lead your family? Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheth me. Who told you you're a fill in the blank? Maybe you're a loser. Deuteronomy 28:13. If you pay attention to the commands of the Lord your God, he will make you the head and not the tail. Who told you to get your needs met elsewhere? Ephesians 5:25. Husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. Proverbs 5:15. Drink water from your own cistern. Who told you to stop praying for your kids? Proverbs 15:29, the Lord is far from the wicked, but he hears the prayers of the righteous. Fathers, it's time to run what you're hearing by him. Going back to the garden in Genesis chapter 2 and verse 9, in the middle of the garden, the Bible names two trees. One is the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and the other is what? I heard it, the tree of life. God said Adam could eat of any tree in the garden except the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. But then after Adam and Eve ate of that tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and God pronounced all of his curses and clothed them in garments of skin, God said in chapter 3 and verse 22, that the man must not be allowed to reach out his hand and take also from the tree of life and eat and live forever. So God drove them out of the garden. And in verse 24, he placed on the east side of the Garden of Eden cherubim and a flaming sword flashing back and forth to guard the way to the tree of life. So before they sinned, there was no restriction on eating from the tree of life. We don't know if they ever ate from it. We can only speculate, but my guess is that they did. And as long as they kept eating from it, they would have continued to live forever. But then God said, no more. And then they were separated by a flaming sword. In other words, they were separated by fire. Everyone say fire. In chapter 1 and verse 8 of 2 Thessalonians, the Apostle Paul wrote, what will happen to those who do not obey the gospel? The ones that choose not to obey the gospel. God is a loving God, but he gives us a choice. He said, in flaming fire, say fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. The point is this. When you allow the enemy to whisper in your ear and you don't run what you hear by your heavenly Father and you allow your focus to shift away from life and towards sin and yourself, there will come a day that is soon approaching where you won't have access to life anymore. Instead, you will be separated by fire. Please stand with me if you can. Fathers, let's make the commitment today to reject what the enemy is whispering in our ears. Let's run it by our Heavenly Father. Let's expose the lies and fulfill the role God has for us as leaders in our homes, our church, and our world. We have this area near the front where we like to pray called the altar area. You can pray up here, you can pray right where you are, but if you come up here, if you'd like, we have people that can help pray with you. Amen. And this message isn't just for fathers. If you feel like you've allowed yourself to be beaten down by the enemy's lies, you can start to find victory in Jesus today. I encourage you to please come and pray.
Healed in the heart of you.
Hallelujah. God is so good. Our Father is so good. We'd like to close out the service, dismissing everyone, letting you know if you want a steak to go grab it. But today's Father's Day. Take a moment to honor your Father. Take a moment to lean on your Heavenly Father. But go have a blessed and awesome day today. In Jesus' name.